Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic from Bloomberg Radio.
Listen, we've talked a lot about the climate and climate change over the past year. Some good blue skies that we started to see, animals coming out, seeing mountain ranges for the first time as the economy unfortunately shut down because of the pandemic. And we've been talking a lot about the impact climate change is having on our world and how we can make some changes. So looking at how we can create better habits that help the environment and our climate is Sheila Moravati. She is president and founder of Habits of Waste. It's a nonprofit focusing on reducing environmental impact. She joins us on the phone from Los Angeles. Sheila, welcome to Bloomberg. Nice to have you here.
Hi, Carol. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, listen, like a lot of our guests, I've got to first ask you, what's your last 12 months been like?
I mean, it's been quiet, I have to say. I've been, I was living a very intense life prior to the pandemic. I don't even know how I did it. I mean, I was a classic person that was burning the candle at two ends, and the pandemic just forced us into a very different lifestyle that, really made me think about a lot of things. So the environment is definitely at the top of the list.
Well, and it's interesting because of the pandemic, as I mentioned in the intro to this, is that like all of a sudden we talked about with people not driving to work and planes not flying, the environment got a lot cleaner. At the same time, we have been using a lot of single-use items, whether it's plastic cutlery and plastic bags or, you know, masks one time. So it's kind of this dichotomy of different things going on. Tell us about what you are trying to do with Habits of Waste, and especially when I feel like we've all had a past year to really think about our impact, our footprint on society.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline. It's teamwork. And it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stifel's become one of the fastest growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country. Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at Stifel.com. That's STIFEL.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. Athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Absolutely. So I come into environmentalism with a little bit of a different angle. I studied sociology at UCLA and found it fascinating to understand human behavior and how to shift the behavior of the masses. So throughout the pandemic, food delivery applications went through the roof. So the increase in food delivery orders was about 250%. So what I realized is if we were able to convince people to only receive plastic cutlery upon request, how could we decrease the 40 billion pieces of plastic cutlery that are entering our waste stream every single year? So I was able to convince Uber Eats, Postmates, and Grubhub to swap that default setting so it's no plastic cutlery comes out anymore unless you ask for it. We're still waiting on DoorDash to jump in, and it's imperative that they join us because they had about 45% of all food delivery orders in 2020. That being said, we used technology to get to this point. We had an email campaign on our website at habitsofwaste.org where users could come in, send an email, and it would go directly to these food delivery applications. And I felt that if the food delivery apps knew that this is what we wanted, we have this junk drawer everybody has in the kitchen that they feel horrible about throwing away, yet it's filled to the rim with plastic cutlery. I mean, ask anybody, they've got one. So luckily, these emails worked, and we sent about 10,000 emails to date. And now we're just holding out for DoorDash, and then we'll have it all done.
It's amazing how, though, like, I've got to say, we've gotten used to it and not getting cutlery, and don't miss it. I'm actually kind of grateful that we're not getting it, and silly for us for not kind of saying earlier on, like, don't put it in, but it became such a habit, right, of all the takeout places.
Right, and it's really about choice architecture, like, how is it that we're just being bombarded with these habitual behaviors of waste without really getting a chance to even do better or bypass it, you know? I spearheaded the first plastic straw and cutlery ban in history, which was in the city of Malibu. And unfortunately, banning plastic straws was a lot easier than banning plastic cutlery. So here we are trying to at least have it only upon request, and most people don't even want it. So it's a win-win. And by the way, restaurants are saving a ton of money. I'll give you this one really interesting fact. Postmates announced that within a year, they saved 122 million packs of cutlery from entering the environment, and that was an equivalent of $3.2 million in savings for restaurants. So, you know, plastic is really important, but the next most important thing that I've ever done, probably in my whole entire life, has been trying to get more people to eat plants.
Well,
that is the single most important thing we need to do right now.
Sheila, let's talk about, I'm up on your website, and I was looking at it earlier today as well. There's a form you can fill out to join a challenge that you have. It's called #8meals. What's that about?
Yeah, so actually, it's a brand new app that we have, and it's available in the App Store under Habits of Waste. And 8 Meals was basically born because, you know, I'm very much involved in environmental work, yet one thing I've yet to, you know, be able to commit to fully is going fully vegan. And eating every single meal plant-based is just something that I felt was impossible. If I feel this way, I can guarantee that many of your listeners probably feel the same way. And I felt very dissuaded by the whole thing and always like, okay, I'm going to try this week, but then I'd fall off the bandwagon. I came across a study by the University of Michigan and Tulane talking about how Western cultures must decrease their animal protein intake by 40 to 50% at the very minimum in order for us to even have a chance at climate change. It is the number one thing individuals must do to make an impact. So I thought about that, and I said, okay, well, how do we translate that for the everyday person to be able to adopt this idea into their daily lives? So 3 meals a day times 7 days a week, 21 meals, what's 40% of that? That gives us 8 meals. So that's the goal, is that we all want to try and increase our plant-based meals by 8 meals a week, and we've created this new application to help everyone do that by providing recipes, linking the meals you want to plug in into your calendar. You can check out how much of a carbon reduction you're making, because by eating 8 meals a week, it's actually 540 kilograms of carbon that you're reducing, which is the equivalent of driving a hybrid car a week. I'm sorry, a hybrid car for a year. So 8 meals a week for a year is equivalent to driving a Prius.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline, it's teamwork, and it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stifel's become one of the fastest growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country. Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at Stifel.com. That's Stifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. Athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Don't you almost feel like I think about this year where we as individuals, global citizens, learned a lot about obviously a health pandemic, but also what it takes to create a vaccine. Like we peeled back the layers, and I almost feel like food production is a thing where I don't think we all really understand where a lot of stuff comes from or the impact it has. We've done a lot of stories here at Bloomberg about meat production and what it does for the climate and the environment. What do you think about in terms of what we need to do, though, to also educate people about food? I mean, we understand organic versus not and things like that, but the mass production of food, you know, not so much, although we got a glimpse of it, right, when all of a sudden the supply chain started coming undone during the pandemic.
Right. You know, one fact that always sticks is when you keep it really simple. So, for example, creating 1 pound of beef is the equivalent of 8,000 gallons of water. Hmm. So just thinking about these small things that, you know, just like tidbits of information. And by the way, eating a plant-based meal 8 times a week is not so, you know, impossible for many people. And in fact, you feel better and it's 25% less expensive. So there's a lot of wins in there for your health, for your wallet, for the environment. So if we can just look at it like, okay, I'm not going to commit 100%, fine. Maybe you will. You never know. After 8 meals, a lot of people are like, I'm kind of grossed out by meat. I don't even need it. Great. But my whole mission is to educate with as much small bits of information that would interest the everyday person that's not in the environmental world, because people are living their lives. They're busy. They just got to get dinner on the table, and they've got work and school and a million other things, especially this past year. So, yeah, this is my philosophy that, you know, if you can just give small bits of info, it's great.
What do you think is holding people back the most from doing things, little things, like you say, these habits? You change them. If everybody starts to change a little habit that's a significant one, you can kind of alter the outcome of our climate. What's holding people back?
I think people just aren't aware that their impact matters. So it's just that everyone says, well, I'm just one person. I'm only one person. But if we all said that, then nothing would get done in the world. So this is an opportunity. Our whole website, our whole mission at habitsofwaste.org is really about inspiring people to know you do matter and your actions do add up. And then taking away obstacles. So, for example, the 8 Meals app is an opportunity for us to make it really easy and fun and interactive to try, you know, increasing your plant-based meals or cut out cutlery. It's taking away a default setting that we were unable to communicate properly with the restaurants and the food delivery applications, but we were being bombarded with plastic that we didn't want. So we're here as an organization to help alleviate some of those obstacles in the way, but also to inspire the individual to know that every single day you wake up in the morning till the time you go to bed, you have decisions to make, and those decisions add up, you know, by the billions of people that are on this planet.
What do you think is the necessary collaborations we need to be seeing maybe more so between private and public sectors on this matter?
Well, I believe that if we are able to basically give ourselves a little bit, just a little bit of wiggle room, that it's not an all or nothing, that there's no shame involved, that there's no, it's really just about doing your very best. I believe that that is the most important way to move forward on progress. And that is, you know, listening to each side, it really does make a difference, because ultimately companies want to do the right thing for their consumers. And if the consumers speak up and are heard, then it's a beautiful synergy. So with, again, back to the, you know, cut out cutlery campaign that we did, the applications, you know, they're like, these emails, can you stop sending them to us? So they're listening. It's working. It's just a matter of, again, not shaming, and it's just positive and just understanding that we all can make an impact.
All right. Well, good stuff. And please keep us posted on some of the work that you're doing as you continue to move forward. Really inspirational. Sheila Moravati, she is president and founder of Habits of Waste, on the phone from LA. You can find out more by going to habitsofwaste.org. And you can also find out more on Twitter at HowChangers.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.